Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Body, Soul, and Spirit podcast. It's been a minute, but so excited to be with you guys again. I want to talk today about and getting us to think about what's called agency. That word agency is a word used in psychology, but it's a very powerful word that oftentimes we're not quite familiar with or aware of, if we even have agency. Now, this is something I didn't have personally, and I learned throughout my journey of just healing. So let me define it first. What is agency? Agency refers to a feeling, and it's a feeling, but it's the ability to really control your choices, control your actions. Basically, you're controlling your life now in the driver's seat, where you are now making decisions and taking actions, and even your influences are coming from a place of agency. This involves a lot of factors. Let me go on to say, it doesn't mean that you are now controlling or that you start to control your life in such a way that disregards God or disregards that spiritual aspect in your life. In my case, it's not that I took God out of that driver's seat, by no means. We know that when God is at the center of all things and we have need of Him and we want His will, we know that the outcome obviously is a lot better than when we take control of our own lives. Now, agency doesn't necessarily mean that we are now controlling our own lives, disregarding God, and we now control. That's not what it means. It's basically taking responsibility for your choices. It's taking responsibility for your feelings. It's taking responsibility for your actions. That's what agency means. It's taking responsibility in the sense that you can even now take control over the influences that are coming upon your life. And oftentimes, we really don't have agency inside of us. Now, biblically speaking, Proverbs 4:23 gives us a powerful scripture, and that's basically what agency is. It says, above everything, guard your heart. If I'm going to guard my heart, it requires agency. When I don't have agency, this feeling, this sense of responsibility now that, hey, I can choose to now decide what comes into my mind. I have agency. I choose what influences me. Now, when we have a lack of agency, and this is something that happened to me, I didn't have agency. I had God very strongly in my life, and I really highly, let me pause for a moment. If you have not heard our segment that we just recorded, our live segment, highly recommend that you go and listen to that, where Cynthia and I, we just begin to speak about our own journey when it comes to mental health. Now, if you haven't heard that, I highly recommend that you really listen to that, because then what I'm talking about will really make more sense. Now, in my own personal journey and my own personal testimony, I had a very strong sense of awareness when it came to God's presence. I understood His manifested presence. However, I didn't have a lot of agency in my life. So what happens to many of us that lack agency, and although we have that brokenness before God, but what ends up happening is that when we have a lack of agency, but we have brokenness in all our brokenness, now we start putting spiritual names like the word sacrifice. So I had no agency at that time. I didn't really understand what this word meant. See, agency includes the ability to regulate your own thoughts. You can regulate your own feelings. You can regulate your own behavior. But I actually needed somebody to come in and teach me that I could actually have boundaries. That's taking agency. I need somebody to really teach me about codependency And you'll hear in my segment how I make reference to, I had no boundaries. My boundaries were very porous. I had a lot of codependency. I needed somebody to come in and teach me about my genogram, about splitting. So what ends up happening is that we end up having a deformed concept of death to self. It's a deformed concept of sacrifice. And I began to realize as I took on this healing journey that oftentimes we, or for instance, me, I never really gave myself permission to feel that anger. I just needed to, quote unquote, get over it, right? I couldn't give myself permission to mourn a certain way because after all, I have to get over it. So when we have agency, we're honest. We're very honest with ourselves. Oftentimes, we're not very honest with how we feel. We call it names, but in reality, there's no agency behind it. I think of Jesus. Jesus had agency. And I'll give you several examples. He understood his identity in God. You see, in my own journey, I almost felt like a superhero. But I realized when I started to have agency that God didn't come to cancel my humanity, but rather he came to use my humanity. But because of a lack of agency in my own personal life, I started to put spiritual labels. And that starts to cause a lot of dysfunction. And I see that a lot in the body of Christ. We call discerning, and we call it, quote unquote, this is discerning, when in reality, it's judgmental. We call and we begin to put names over things when in reality, we're not being very honest because there is a lack of agency. We're not emotionally healthy or there's no self-awareness. See, I was one of the worst ones when it came to boundaries. But when you start to have a deep understanding of agency now, as I stepped into that, through my healing journey, understanding myself, body, soul, and spirit, I stopped putting labels, spiritual labels, and I got honest. And then I began to have a deep understanding of my true identity in Christ. I was rooted correctly. Now, if I missed the mark, or if I failed to hear correctly God's voice in the sense of direction, then I realize I'm still loved. If I get it right or don't get it right all the time, it doesn't mean I'm less of a daughter. Or in your case, if you're listening to me, you're a male, a son. You see, oftentimes we unknowingly and unintentionally hyper-spiritualize a lot of things. Another word or label where there's a deformation, if you will, where we start to have spiritual names is when it comes to even dying to yourself. I used to think dying to myself and picking up my cross daily meant that I just had to disregard myself altogether. But dying to yourself is really, this is the definition. When you have agency, you redefine a lot of these things and you understand from a biblical perspective what Jesus meant when he said, die to yourself. You see, dying to yourself has been redefined for me. It used to be if I prayed more, if I did X, Y, and Z more, if I just deny myself completely altogether, disregarding my own needs, my own wants, disregarding everything else, although that holds to be true to some extent. But here's the definition of dying to self when you have agency. It means the joy of spiritual formation to look more like Jesus. If this is my scorecard, then I'm going to be extremely comfortable when Jesus wants to step in and form me in certain areas of my life that I don't look like him. That is dying to myself. It's not doing more. It's not accomplishing more, but rather it is allowing God to give me spiritual formation and then being joyful in the process. And that requires confrontation. Now, this becomes comfortable, right? If you and your scorecard right? If this is your goal, if you're comfortable with it, then you're going to want to be more like him in those areas. And that takes a lot of humility, because then you recognize this isn't about me. This is about God. So it's a place where you submit, you surrender. That is having agency. When we have agency, we're able to do that. We're able to die to ourselves. Jesus gave up his agency on the cross. But the beauty of this is joy. Now look at what he says. He said, and the joy set before him, he endured the cross. He had joy. He really had agency. He was aware of himself. That is dying to himself. He was willing to just give up that agency on the cross. He had it. He understood it. But he was willing to do the will of God as opposed to his will. When you are full of agency, you're now able to take control of your own decisions, your own life, everything. You see, developing agency involves cultivating. It involves changing. It involves being flexible enough to be able to say, I need to look more like Jesus. That is the ultimate goal. And I believe this is going to be a lifetime journey. The areas where we don't really look like him. It might be in compassion. It might be in kindness. It might be in the extension of mercy. It might be in your belief system. It might be in the choices that you've been making where it doesn't really look like Jesus, the way you think, the way you speak. So when you have agency, you're honest with yourself. You don't have spiritual deformation or put labels spiritually upon your life and call it something when in fact it really isn't. Like, oh, I'm so discerning. The Lord showed me. When in reality, you're just judging and you're being critical. So how do I develop agency? Well, number one, I've got to identify and challenge those limiting beliefs. I've got to be aware of my own thoughts, my beliefs that are holding me back. A belief that makes me feel powerless and makes me feel like it doesn't matter. And then you start to replace those thoughts with more empowering thoughts. You start to create new neural pathways. You start to set clear goals. You start to take action. You direct now yourself in the right direction. You can manage and you start to take steps. Not something that makes you feel overwhelming, but see, when you have agency and you start to take on agency, you take action. You make small steps. You start to set clear goals and you start to say, I don't want to be this way anymore. I'm going to now shift. Agency requires taking action, setting clear goals. What areas in my life do not measure, do not look like Jesus? Because ultimately, that is our goal. When you have agency, there is what we call self-efficacy. It's the belief in your ability to succeed in certain situations. You can build confidence in your own abilities. How? You start to practice new skills. You seek feedback and you embrace it. And then you celebrate your own successes. Somebody who doesn't have agency doesn't develop self-efficacy. That critical self rises and you just don't feel confident. Now, I'm not saying you're going to wake up and feel super confident all the time, but what I am saying is at least now you start to develop the self-efficacy in the days that you don't really feel confident. Maybe you can step into prayer. Not maybe, you should. Step into prayer. Take some time, that spiritual part of you, and let it align you to how God sees you. So there's self-efficacy in the process when you become a person who has agency. You practice self-reflection. You evaluate your experiences. You learn from them. You identify areas of improvement without criticizing yourself. And then you learn both from the successes and the failures without beating yourself up. That is having agency. You start to cultivate resilience. You can bounce back from a setback, from challenges. And you understand that failures are really part of a learning process. That is agency. A lot of times we just don't know how to have it. We don't know how to seek it. So I want to encourage you to start thinking about agency for a moment. Do I practice it? And we'll be talking a little more about different other kinds of agencies as well, or how to have different types and ways of how to develop this agency. Because what we don't want to do is we don't want to have deformed concepts. Spiritually, we put a label on it, and the lack of agency, really, we start to give these spiritual names. See, when you have agency, it begins to include this ability to be able to just regulate yourself. Hey, that thought is wrong. Hey, that feeling, I need to maybe lay it down at the feet of God. Or this behavior is not leading me towards that goal that I want. In other words, you start to parent yourself. You don't ask somebody else to do it for you, but you start to parent yourself. And maybe somebody, that's why this is important, right? To learn all of these things because you didn't know before. In the previous generations, they didn't know any better. I think of my own generations. They didn't know. Nobody taught us. This is so new. But having agency should be our goal. I love the way Jesus had agency, but he was able to just let it go. Why? Because he had a joy inside of him. See, this is agency, and this is so empowering because he laid down his own will, laid down his own agency, laid down every desire that he had. And he said, here you go, Father. I'd rather do your will than my own will. And he lays it down so that he can pick up his cross so that you and I can enter into hope and salvation. That's so powerful. Now, when we have a will, which we do, right? When our will wants to do something else, when our will maybe wants to criticize, when our will wants to do maybe judgment rather than calling it something else like discernment. When you have agency, you're able to parent yourself. You're able to say, God, I'm able and willing to be formed in this area. And this requires a lot of confrontation. And then you start to grow in love and you start to realize God is not doing this because he's hurting me or he's angry at me or he's trying to punish me. God is doing this because he's trying to form me. This week, I just want to encourage you to start thinking of the word agency. Where and what have you not regulated? Is it your thoughts? Is it your feelings? Is it your behavior? And start to move towards that road to agency. And then tell God, God, can you just teach me how I'm supposed to think there? Can you teach me how I'm supposed to feel when it comes to this area of my life? And maybe I need to lay down some of those feelings because they've just overwhelmed me, which are probably affecting the behavior. This week, let's all get on that road. And next podcast, we're going to continue this topic of agency. We'll see you guys next time. And I hope you have a beautiful week.